This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Alaska's March has felt more like April. How warm has it been, Rick, relative to historic norms?
March temperatures through the fourth week of the month, near or at all-time records. There have been a handful of Marches that have been this warm, 1981, 1965. You really have to go back all the way to 1915 to find a March that has been quite like this.
And how widespread is that? Is it just in the interior or through South Central or really statewide?
Much of the rest of the state at or near record high temperatures. Doesn't always work that way. In February, we had record warmth over western Alaska, but the coldest February in decades in parts of southeast. Not this month, warm everywhere.
And what's driving that?
Early in the month, we had continued the storm track across the western Bering Sea. So to the east of those storms, warm air being pumped up. During the middle and latter part of the month, we had big high pressure form over western Canada. That allowed for record high temperatures in parts of Alaska, especially in southeast, with Klawak recording the earliest 70 degree temperature of record in the state of Alaska. March record set throughout western Canada as well. So different events, same outcome.
And does the long-range outlook indicate we'll continue on that path?
Storms will come and go, but overall, looks like mild high pressure dominating. And as we lose snow cover at low elevations significantly earlier than normal, that will give temperatures a boost all by itself.
Bring on spring. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.